Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a little bit of a dilemma on my hands for when I go back to my hometown for the holidays. Or for Christmas. I'm only there a couple days. I have a tradition, and I need everyone's opinion on this. I have a tradition with my high school girlfriends. We used to do Secret Santa, and we would have a party, and we would all...
Still?
Right. We did it for like 15 years straight.
Whoa.
That's pretty cool, actually.
We have now this year switched to White Elephant. So it's a little less like you got to
pick for somebody.
Know if you're going to be there, pick for somebody. It's going to be while I'm home.
Okay.
But I run into this problem now where I bring Dane home.
Oh.
And I'm just supposed to leave. And like, I love my high school girlfriends very much, if they hear this somehow.
Wait, this is... You're not allowed to bring anybody?
You don't bring your boyfriends or husbands. You don't bring your kids. And I feel we are at an age where it's time to bring everyone.
So
there
you
are
have
so
to.
Many kids in this group now, and my only chance to see them, too, would be this event, probably.
Mm. Yeah, shouldn't there be like a kid and
it does change the dynamic though.
Table
couldn't like we just like send them into the other room while we do the gift part or something?
You know it doesn't work like that though.
I know it doesn't work like that.
You bring you like let's say AHAC has a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hazel and Leo are going to be interrupting her 100 times. They're going to be like, mom,
yeah,
mom. But no matter what, no matter how great of a dad you are, they want to show mom something.
I would probably be interrupting too. With the, hey, Hazel says she needs a snack, or is that in this bag, or would you?
But
or whatever,
I would love
you know?
That. I never get to see. I rarely get to see the girls now, and I rarely, almost never, get to see the husbands and kids. And I'm like, guys, we are solidly in our 30s. Let's do a party where we all get to see each other. I'm friends with the husbands, but I don't get to see them. And I am one of the only ones not married long term now. So I'm not going to leave Dane just to fend for himself in a random town he doesn't know.
With who? Like your parents?
Like with my dad, maybe, but it's like sometimes my dad is busy and then he's just
that's
like.
That's so mean.
Yeah.
What?
You don't.
That's husband 101 is hanging out with the in-laws.
Not he's unattended. You don't just abandon.
Oh, yeah.
But for multiple hours for me to go to this thing.
Especially for a big holiday.
Right.
Because I was thinking like Galentine's Day, you do kind of do that.
Totally.
And that's expected.
But you're not
like,
traveling.
For how long?
Well, it's just like you go to dinner, you're with your girlfriends.
Yeah.
You do like you make chocolate fondue or
what
something
day is
together.
Galentine's Day?
Valentine's.
Oh.
No, you can't do it on Valentine's if with your married friends.
I literally thought you meant you didn't know what holiday it was attached to.
No, I was like, do you do it on a day? Sorry. Or do you do it on the 13th or the 15th or something? You do it like
usually
the day before.
Usually the 13th, yeah.
That's Leslie Knope from Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Hirsch on the 13th.
Okay.
But yeah, that's like you're not traveling for it.
Yeah.
But like, if it was here, I don't care. I would go. But I'm in this predicament where I feel like I'm the friend who's like, but I always need to have my fiance around. But it's like, no, he just isn't from here. And a lot of the girls' husbands are from our same town. That's the other problem.
Oh.
So it's no big deal so that they just
stay
their
home.
Yes.
And he would be stuck.
And
look,
for 45 minutes, no problem. For an hour, no problem. And when it starts to get into that like 2 hour range, it's like,
this is a 2 hour thing.
Oh, this would be a 4 hour thing.
Yeah.
I can't go.
It sounded like they're trying to get away from their husbands, like specifically.
I don't feel that way. Like, yes.
You can't go.
I don't think I can go.
You can leave Dane. It's time. It's time. He's got to.
Well, I mean, he's done stuff alone with my parents. That's
yeah.
Weird,
yeah.
But it is just like, but aren't we at the age where we can just family party this?
So what are you asking? Are you asking?
Am I crazy for wanting to make this a family event?
No, because haven't you also said that this might be the last year of this Christmas tradition? Because you and Dane want to do your own thing.
Possibly.
So maybe that goes both ways then, where it's like, this is the last one with your family or this is the last one with your friends.
Yeah. I mean, we'll go back at some point, but
I just don't like it. It just feels, so all these people are happily married?
We have like two in a group of 15 girls. I think there are two girls who are single and maybe two additional who aren't married.
I don't know. I understand TX giving me this crusty, like I'm not saying her man is incapable of being alone or being saddled with the horrifying people that are her parents.
They're lovely.
Sure. I just think it's rude. I just think it's,
and we're like, there for four nights and I'm just going to leave him on one of them?
And then you come back just tipsy and
ready to go to bed.
Right. And it's like, okay, well, that was fun.
Yeah.
Like you're ruining, you're only there for a couple days and one of the days you're leaving him alone. I think you either need to force the issue and force your friends or you just miss the party.
I tried to force it last year. It did not go in my favor. Oh, wow. I don't think I can try again.
Even with that many, because if there's 50, I can understand if a couple of the women are single, then you don't want to make them feel it. But with 15, now you've got 28 people there. Right. You're not going to notice who's alone. You know, they're not going to stand out.
And the single girls are friends with all the guys too. It makes no sense to me.
Do you trust them if you don't go? Like, will it become Bash Erica?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I care anymore. I'm at the age where I'm like, go for it. I have really? So much more in my life.
Oh my God, I would attend just to make sure they didn't do that.
No.
I'm so insecure.
If you leave Dane back behind with your family, that's definitely what it's going to turn into. So.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
1059. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.